The real number two is happening now when AI understand context. For example, we've talked about wearables, right? And wearables that factor in the environment and the cognitive load are going to be transformational. So the future of AI is not just prediction, it's adaptation.
Welcome back to our series. We're calling DocSF 25 Previews, where we take a few minutes to connect with some of the speakers who will be joining us at the UCSF Digital Orthopedics Conference in San Francisco on October 3rd, 2025. And of course, it's very appropriate that we're in San Francisco. And today we have the great pleasure of speaking with Fabrizio Billi, Professor Billi, PhD at UCLA, where he has been for quite some time. He was the director of Biomaterials, Ions, and Particle Analysis Laboratory, and then became the director of Orthopedic Research at the Harvard UCLA Medical Center, where he's been for the last 9 years. And I'm looking through all your stuff, man. You got lots of credits and things. It's great.
Oh, thank you.
Most importantly, though, scientific director for the Digital Orthopedics Conference San Francisco for 6 years and 10 months.
Oh, that's been so much fun.
Yes.
That's been fun.
So you get to bring us once again the inimitable and always extraordinarily fun to listen to, the DocSF science, which you invented and have been bringing along. So we're very excited for 2025 DocSF science.
Oh, it's going to be a blast as usual. It's been always the segment that people are looking for. We're going to have discussing with our fabulous panelists some of the most exciting research and breakthrough in orthopedics. We've been quite successful in the past, and I think this year is going to be really transformative.
It really is going to be transforming. You got to show us the way with... So basically, DocSF Science is like a journal club, right?
It is a super... We call it a journal club on steroids for good reasons, because, you know, we really sift through whatever has been published in the latest year or so. So to bring the latest technologies and the latest development, but always with a look at what's coming next, right? We want to be projected into the future. That's what DocSF is about. That's also try to educate our surgeons and to make them feel safer in a world that is changing at a faster pace and with technology that sometimes we don't really know much about it.
Yeah, we certainly were never trained on it because it didn't exist at the time, most of us anyway. You're so on top of all the literature, all the research, you got all these meetings. Tell us, with respect to the technology solutions that are available today, what are you most excited about?
At DocSF 24, we explored the power of agentic AI. That's AI that's assist with decision-making, workflow automation, and research analysis, right? We discussed these DocSF science, but overall, through the 2 days of DocSF. But if you look at what has happened in just a few months, we've seen something even bigger emerging, and which is the rise of physical AI, which is AI that not only processes information, but interacts with the real world. And I would say it's not just the interaction with the real world, it's the contextualization of data. Right? So it's going to change completely the way we approach our science, our clinical decision, in our patient interaction, right? So the shift is profound. If you want, imagine AI doesn't just suggest a treatment, but adapts, for example, a rehabilitation in real time, not only based on what we do today, which is pretty much gait analysis, right? But it will contextualize in the environment the patient is and also contextualize with the cognitive factors. We never think about these things. One thing is that you move in a confined environment like a gait analysis lab, right? One thing is you move in your environment. Are you having difficulties because you are distracted, because you are fatigued, because at that moment, maybe you are tired, not only physically, but mentally. So those parameters, so until now, we weren't able to capture, but now with these new technologies, we are going to be able to capture. So we are moving from AI as a passive assistant to AI as an active collaborator. That's the big shift. I recently read a paper from Wright Hofmann, Super Agency. And if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. In Super Agency, Wright argues that AI is not here to replace us, but to give us super agency, which is the ability to achieve what was once impossible. And nowhere this is more true than orthopedics. Now, I talk a lot, but if I have to pick three of the most exciting available technology, I'd say rainbow monitoring, computer vision, and wearable, which, if you want, is a super agency for patients and clinicians. We are now seeing wearable evolve from simple data collection to true digital health companions. And AI is taking sensor data, adding a layer of environmental and cognitive intelligence, making intervention more personalized and proactive, if you want. So it's not just tracking anymore, it's real-time decision support. AI adjusts the real plan on the fly because it detects if a patient gait is off after a long workday, for example, right? This level of personalization was never possible before. Computer vision is getting better and better. It can analyze our pain level while we are doing some movement, right? The effort, the dexterity that we put in making such motion, the powerful level of data on top of what we can regard, for example, with eye abuse, right, alone. And I think AI is not just transforming how we monitor patients. It's revolutionizing how we design treatment before they even reach the clinic, which is fascinating. The second technology that I'm very excited about is digital twins. And digital twins in research and clinical trials particularly. And this is, if you want, a super agency for science, right? So with digital twins, we no longer have to test intervention blindly on human patient. We can predict outcome in silico, simulating, for example, how implant or surgical technique or regenerative therapies, which are going to be more and more popular, will behave in different anatomical profiles. This means that we can screen out ineffective therapies before they can reach costly trials, dramatically accelerating innovation, for example, or reducing the risk, right? And AI isn't just reshaping research and drug development. It's also changing how we perform surgery itself. And you know this better than anybody else. So the third technology, in fact, is AI-driven surgical planning and augmented reality with haptic feedback. This is going to be, you know, something completely new that is going to change. It's going to change the surgical plan. And if you think about it, imagine a surgeon that it doesn't just see an overlay of anatomical landmarks on the AI, but feels the difference between the soft tissue and the bone density through haptic feedback. Imagine AI that dynamically adjusts surgical guidance based on real-time conditions. Imagine, for example, that one of your surgical team, for example, changes, and you suddenly, on a day, because maybe someone is sick, right? Suddenly on a day, you enter your OR, and there is a new person, or a person that you have seldom interact with. Now, AI, you know, could give cues to this person to adapt to the way you want the OR to work, to flow. And so for you, it's going to be minimal disruption of the workflow in the OR. And for the new assistant is going to be, you know, minimal stress due to the fact that it's not used to the workflow of that specific OR. This is something that we haven't seen thus far. We are entering a new era where AI, again, is not just an advisor, but a tangible presence in the operating room, making surgery more precise, personalized, and safe.
So that's a fascinating set of options. You painted an extraordinary future for us. Some of this is a little way off, but we've seen it all play out so quickly that it's remarkable. So I was going to talk a little bit about what's coming up, but we touched on that already to some extent. So tell me a little bit, because we've both been at this for a while, looking at this digital transformation space. And some would say, you guys have been promising this for a long time, and it's happened. But I know you and I look at it a little differently. What have you learned about the rate of digital adoption in healthcare?
To me, the most important thing is that the biggest digital innovations succeed when they solve real clinical problems. not just introduce new technology, right? Too many tools focus on adding AI for the sake of it, especially these days. If you don't add AI in the name of your company, you're done, pretty much, or that's the feeling. But real transformation happens when AI integrates seamlessly into the workflow, making care of more efficient, not more complex. I give you just an example, note-taking, right? We have heard, just this year even at DocSF, right? We've heard that it actually doesn't make the work of the surgeon easier because he has to go and check back the notes. And so he actually makes the effort even bigger than what it is normally. So now, does it mean that AI in note-taking is not going to be successful? No. It means that the way it is right now is not going to help the surgeon. So in the future, when it will become more precise and it will not possibly need or the checking that right now the surgeon has to do, yes, it might be. Or it could be something different, something that it doesn't really replace how the surgeon takes the notes, but it helps the surgeon to take notes better, right? And we have seen these not, for example, in tools that automatically write out a summary for the surgeon, but in the introduction of Copilot, where the surgeon actually exchange impression and ask questions to the AI on why it wrote specific text in the note, right? So that is going to completely change and it's going to help to the workflow. But if I could break these into three lessons, right? The lesson one is that AI is most powerful when it's invisible. So the best AI doesn't demand attention. It disappears in the workflow, right? Making clinician more effective without even realizing. That's what we need. We don't need something that you check twice, right? Which means, in a few words, that it should be a collaborator, not a distraction. So the other lesson that we learned is that AI needs to understand context. For years, AI has been focused on numbers and text, right? The real breakthrough is happening now when AI understand context. For example, we've talked about wearables, right? And wearables that factor in the environment and the cognitive load are going to be transformational. So the future of AI is not just prediction, it's adaptation. And if I want to finish with the lesson number three, the future is not just AI versus human, it's not AI versus human, is AI plus humans. Now, there's been a lot of fear about AI replacing jobs. So we discussed this also at length at DocSF, but that's not the story unfolding. The biggest wins happen when AI amplifies human expertise, and we know that. AI doesn't replace intuition, experience, or empathy, it enhances them. It gives you more time also to dedicate to those tasks. And then the other thing is that besides AI being invisible, if you want, as we said, the other thing is that the interoperability and the real-world integration are more important than theoretical performance. We are so much focused on measuring the performance of the AIs that sometimes we lose track of what is really important, especially in orthopedics, especially in healthcare. And a technology is only as good as its ability to work within existing healthcare ecosystem. Therefore, I'd say AI-driven insights might be actionable, trustworthy, and clinically meaningful. Not just another dashboard of data. We don't need another dashboard of data here. We don't have time for that. The other thing is that we are shifting from digital augmentation to true AI-driven transformation. AI is just no longer assisting the workflow. It's reshaping the fundamental way research, diagnosis, and treatment happen. Now, we talked about briefly digital twins, generative AI, robotics, and those are going to affect clinical innovation itself. And again, the technology, the biggest swings happen when AI expands human capacity, giving surgeons more time, deeper insight, and better tools to solve hard problems. Those are
very comprehensive perspective on some of these amazing trends that are happening and the way they might impact us. Just to tie it up a little bit, what can we expect from DocSF Science this year in a few words?
DocSF Science this year, we can expect to focus on some of these new technology coming in, especially the integration, as I was telling you, the physical AI. So we are going to explore some of these integration and how they are already impacting our field. I would say that the leap from agentic AI to physical AI, and it's not a leap, it's actually an integration of the two, right? So I've read a lot of articles that are talking about from agentic AI to physical AI. I don't say it that way. I see it as an intertwin of physical AI and agentic AI, right? We will move, for example, from retrospective analysis to proactively generating knowledge. So what's happening now? So that's what DocSF Science will talk about in that generative AI in orthopedic research and surgery, right? So in the context of what changes when you suddenly are aware of the environment you are and your environment is influencing your decision, right? It's influencing how you move and how you act, right? And that's how it is in reality. We will be talking about digital twins for surgery and medicine, that's for sure, because that's growing, a growing field, and there is a huge need for that. And again, this is also contextualized with physical AI. I think the message, and I hope that will be the message that will come from DocSF, is that AI is not longer just a software. It's been embedded in everything around us, but embedded not just because it's cool to have AI, but because, again, as we were chatting before, because it's invisible, but it's making a huge difference in how we do our work. And we also discuss how some of these technologies are completely and uttermost reshaping the research field. We are now at the point where these tools can really help us in developing research strategies that before might have taken 10 different people with 20 years of experience each to reach the same point. And so all this transformation, all this transformative reality that is coming to us, as we said, at the ever faster pace, will be discussed at DocSF. We'll have some of the most exciting papers and exciting technology showcased there and discussed by our panelists and also by our audience.
I want to put you on the spot here for a second. We talked about having posters at DocSF for people to bring their basic science to show us. Do you think we'll have that available?
I think so. I think so. This year is going to happen because I think that, I would say, that's the breakthrough technology, latest breakthrough. We want to know not what has been. It's my firm belief that a year in this age is already a lot of time. So we want to know what has happened last week, pretty much, right? Because that could be something that we haven't even seen published. And so we want to know it before everybody else. And we want to present to our audience before anybody else.
All right, I look forward to seeing that. And thank you for joining us today. As always, lots of amazing insights into the future of orthopedics, especially as it relates to the adoption of technology. And as you say, the embedding of artificial intelligence in everything that's around us. Great vision, one to look forward to. And thanks again.
Thank you so much. It was fun being here.